Good morning, everybody. This is Space Kate, and I am basically running along the Mall. That's the strip that goes between the big monuments in Washington, and I'm running towards the thing that looks like a big version of Cleopatra's Needle, the National Monument. If I can get there in the next 2 minutes, then I get to go up to the top of it. Meanwhile, I have rushed past a whole swathe of extraordinary museums, including the National Air and Space Museum, which I'll be visiting later, and the Smithsonian Natural History Museum, and some art galleries, all sorts of things, including what they call the Smithsonian Castle, which apparently excites lots of Americans, but, well, you don't mind me being British, but we have better castles. Anyway, I suppose I should keep running. Today is the day of my final tweet up. Today is the day of my final space nomading. So why should it be easy? Oh, goodness me. Run. Grey, cloudy skies this morning, so I don't even know what the view's going to be like. But it was worth a try. I can see it there in front of me, taunting me. Right across a whole lot of busy roads. Oh my goodness, will I make it? Who knows? Anyway, yes, today is the day of the NASA headquarters tweet up. This will be my sixth NASA centre of this trip. Apparently it's just a big office building, but still it's headquarters. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave one of my handmade cards, specially written out to Charlie Bolden, to say thank you again for getting me in to see the shuttle landing, which was just spectacularly, breathtakingly, wonderfully awesome. Yes, all of those words. It was them and more. Whew, well, I got my breath back now, so I suppose, well, kind of have, I suppose it's about time I started launching myself towards this monument again. It must be about 400 metres away, so last little push, and hopefully I'll make it. I'll let you know if I get to the top. Woohoo! This is Space Kate again, and guess what? We made it! At 9:29, we got in to the memorial, and we're just waiting for the lift. It's going to take us all the way up, and then we should then be able to look over the Lincoln Memorial, and the Capitol Building, and all the way down the Mall. The time I was here last, in DC, I actually came for Obama's inauguration, and I was stood in that crowd of, what, 2 million people, jam-packed into that space, so it'll be kind of interesting to be able to look down on that and see it while it's clear and empty today, try and work out where exactly I was and how far I was from the action. It was cold, it was a long way, but it was a lot of fun, I remember that. Anyway, speak to you at the top. So, after waiting in a little marble hallway with mosaics in the floor, the US flag and a nice quote on the wall, we've now come 550 feet up? No, 500 feet up. Yep. Sorry, we've come 500 feet up, and we're now looking over a slightly cloudy Washington, D.C. And, oh, there's the White House. Yes, I can see the White House just in front of me. That's kind of cool. Hello, Obama. Just came to say hi. That's no more crazy than waving at astronauts who are in space, really, so and I do that. So yes, this monument is 555 feet tall, and when it was built, was apparently the tallest man-made structure in the world, but then the French came along and built the Eiffel Tower. So is that why Americans hate the French? Because they outdid you?
I don't hate the French.
So none of the French fries, freedom fries, malarkey for you then. Yeah. That's good. Well, this is a pretty spectacular view.
There's the White House.
Unfortunately, we're all closed in, so I can't feel some of that nice cool air on myself, which is a shame, because I've got quite hot from running, but I'm going to have a nice little wander around here, take in the views of Washington, and get myself ready for some tweet-up action. Good stuff. Wait, hang on a little moment. Pat's just pulled out his binoculars and said, oh, yes, there's the sniper on top of the White House. What's the story there?
Well, some of the guys in the ticket line were saying they took a picture, a younger guy, I think he said he's a senior in high school, took a picture of the sniper on the roof of the White House, and he We were just talking about it, and he pointed it out that you could see it pretty easily, and I can see it well here. He's got his equipment set up there. Hopefully he won't need to use it. And hopefully he won't point it at me while I'm looking through these binoculars at him.
Yeah, that's why I was just checking. He's not pointing at us, is he?
No, he's looking the opposite way, actually.
Wow, well, I'm going to have to check that out as well in a moment. Good stuff.